This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Maybe finally, after all this time, Jan, you need to explain to me, what is an editor at large?
Editor at large is a title I gave myself. It's got to do with the fact that that I've been doing this for a very long time, and I no longer work at the office. So I'm attached to my broadband, but
roving. You're the roving editor.
I set my own tasks. I set my own schedule. So that comes with the benefit of seniority. Yeah.
I'm going to grow up. I also want to be an at-large person. I like that. That's good. All right, Mr. Editor at Large for mybroadband.co.za, which, by the way, is an excellent site. I find it is intelligible. It makes, it just gives an interesting, accessible, slant. To all your stories. So yeah, thoroughly enjoyable site it is. Take us through two or three of the top stories that you have on your site this week.
Yeah, so one that I thought people should know about is that President Ramaphosa has signed performance agreements with all of his cabinet ministers detailing the targets that they will need to meet, which is an interesting move. But one of the performance targets for our communications minister, Stella Ndebeni-Abrahams, is that she has to cut the cost of mobile data by 50% by 2024. It's an aggressive target. And that's in addition to a whole bunch of other stuff, which will, you know, hopefully help her get there. And also, I mean, while it is important that all of our ministers be held to account, the price of data is not something that the minister controls directly, short of interfering in, you know, actually creating price regulations, which is dangerous territory. But part of the performance agreements are that she is tasked with issuing a policy direction for 5G by December 2021 and ensuring that 80% of the population of South Africa have access to the internet by 2024. You know, when you add all of those targets together, then, you know, you get to hopefully a point where we can look at data that's half as expensive as it is today in 4 years, hopefully,
when, you know, worth aiming for, surely.
You know, yeah. Everybody definitely worth aiming for. You know, if we've got more people in South Africa accessing the internet, that means more people that Vodacom, MTN and other ISPs can sell to. And hopefully drive down that cost of data, you know, by sheer economies of scale.
Okay, we're going to have to talk about this issue of intimate images. I know we are there's a religious slant to this station. I know that people might be offended by it, but it's very real because a lot of people do this, rightly or wrongly. And what is the legal ramifications now? What does it mean?
Yeah, so if you'll excuse me, you said that you know that we do try to make things intelligible, and I'm not going to hide behind words like sending intimate images on WhatsApp. It is partly a euphemism for a crime that's become known as revenge porn, where you and a partner may have taken intimate images together, and then the relationship goes sour, and then the other partner decides to publish those images. You know, we're hearing about a lot of this kind of stuff coming out of high schools now, concerning
destroying potentially. This is bad.
Where you know these images get circulated. So it's not only about whether the stuff gets published to the internet. It's also if you know the images get circulated in private WhatsApp groups. And in Afrikaans, we have an expression: "Die deler is goed soos die steler." What's happening with this is if you forward on images like this, you will also be held responsible for continuing the distribution of images, of intimate images that people have not given permission for. So unless you have permission to distribute someone's photo, don't do it, is what it comes down to. And so that's, by all accounts, that's a really positive development in the cyber crimes bill. It was somewhat controversial, but this particular aspect of the bill that deals with the sending of intimate images and holding people responsible for forwarding them on and that sort of thing, is ostensibly a good thing.
And Jan, would there be significant penalties?
Yeah, it's criminal. So you're looking at jail time and a fine. So, I don't have the exact jail periods and fines in front of me now, but yeah, that's the bottom line is to so that this is not a it's not even a civil damages issue, which you'll be able to probably sue for if you're successful in a criminal court. But yeah, people can face real jail time for doing this, and I'd argue that it's about time. It's not like we didn't have laws in South Africa to deal with this kind of thing, but it was, you know, all over the show. You had to pull from this act and this act and that act. Now with the cybercrimes bill, it's aiming to make it simpler to prosecute crimes like these.
I agree with you. I think this sounds like a very positive development. What does worry me somewhat is that I would imagine many people who are involved in sending such images are in fact young, and I can imagine there are going to be issues with criminalization of what kids are doing, not justifying what they're doing for 1 minute, but
see that. It's going to have to be form part of education. I had a very similar conversation earlier today, where the issue of education around this came up. And, you know, if you look at the subjects like life orientation, where I actually had a conversation with a high schooler this past week, and they told me what they do in life orientation, and it sounds like an abject waste of time. They could very, very easily fit stuff like this in there so that, you know, our kids are properly educated about these things so that they can avoid becoming victims, but also so they can avoid becoming perpetrators.
Finally, in the little time we've got left, love this one. Vodacom Tower switched off due to unpaid electricity bills. Entire town left without coverage. Why was that?
Yeah, a resident from Rates contacted us to let us know that an agricultural company called VKB, Vrystaatse Koöperasie Beperk, the Free State Corporation Limited, switched off a Vodacom tower in Frankfurt, leaving the whole town without coverage because Vodacom failed to pay for its electricity usage for where that tower stood for 2 years.
Wow,
so the tower was switched off on the 30th of November. That seemed to get Vodacom's attention. And by the 2nd of December, the tower switched back on.
Fascinating, fascinating, fascinating. Jan Vermeulen, editor at large, and I now know what that means at mybroadband.co.za. Thank you, as always, for your input this Tuesday afternoon.
It's a huge pleasure. Have a great day further.